You know, some of the numbers out there for our regarding our topic today are really quite staggering. 43% of the children here in the United States living without a father or the role of a father in the house. 90% of children who are either runaways or end up in a homeless shelter are from fatherless homes all the way around. 71% of teenagers out there who are pregnant lack a father, a male role figure in the house, a dad. Put it that way. It's you know, you can divvy up things all you want. You can throw things into column A or column B, but you know, the role of a dad is important in the house. Joining us this morning to discuss, Dr. John Braccio, psychologically speaking with us in our audience on 1320 WILS from Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning, Dr. John.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And those stats you give are just really just some of them, I might add. It's
right.
Kind of devastating the impact that fatherless America, we can really say at this time, is. You know, we often function, or we often discuss the importance of not having abusive fathers or mothers or whatever it might be in the house. And if two people don't get along, it's going to be easier for the kids to separate. But when we start looking at the stats, we really see the devastation to the children that occur when the father is not in the home, and really how critical it is as a society that we really start promoting that if a person has a child, both the mother and the father, their main purpose really ought to be at that point to raise that child and give that child every opportunity to succeed in life. And just some more stats: fatherless boys and girls are twice as likely to drop out of high school, twice as likely to end up in jail, four times more likely to need help for emotional behavioral problems. And when you start going through the list of problems that result from fatherless America, they're really overwhelmingly devastating. It's really a terrible thing.
And let's be clear, this is not ganging up in any way, shape, or form on single moms.
No, not at all.
Have to do, you know, many do just yeoman's work. They carry the load for two out there in many, many cases. But it's saying that there's definitely a huge role for dads to play, and they're playing less of it and less of it than they were 25, 40, 50 years ago. When you see patients, Doc, and you visit with them, I mean, do you see more issues come to the fore with young people who come in who don't have a father in their lives? I mean, are there psychological things that you see with clients at play here?
Well, absolutely, because often children feel abandoned, or they don't know who the father is. There might be a swinging father, you know, different one coming in.
Right.
And overall, you have so many issues. When you have two parents that have committed themselves to each other, that they have worked on a life together, first of all, economically, the odds are things are going to be much better. But there's no question that as a group, you're going to have that group better behaved, they're going to be achieving far better, they're going to have far less delinquency, they're going to have much higher chance for success. And you did qualify statement before, which is good. We're not minimizing the importance of the tremendous work that a single parent can do.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, it would be kind of foolish to argue that having two good parents working together and work as a team would not be better. Okay, if you even take like 73%, if you want to take stats again, of adolescent patients in chemical abuse centers come from fatherless homes. 70% of juveniles in state-operated institutions have no father. This kind of grows up. 80% of youth in prisons grew up in fatherless homes. So I think to not work as a society to get the full family back working as a family is just very counterproductive and very devastating for our society. I think a lot of the problems we see in the streets we see in the communities relate to not really having a strong set of parents in the home together raising the child.
But I hear what you're saying. I visited my daughter this week. I think dads and daughters have to have a special relationship. My daughter interning in Baltimore, and I really enjoyed spending time with her. But I think about how important that role figure is for other young males and young boys and adolescents and youth are going to find a role model. And it's either going to be a good one or, you know, a bad one. They're going to find something. They're going to gravitate towards something. If they don't have it at home, if they don't have another male they can look up to that way, they're going to find something to take its place.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt. This is why having extended families, having church activities where people can belong, you know, mold together, healthy type of group activities where you do have males, I think this becomes critical. If you're a single mom, a single parent trying to raise a child, because you really do want every opportunity for yourself and for the child to really grow up to be a well-educated, successful, good citizen. And you're right, if the child doesn't have a good male role model, they often will find the negative. And that's why you have the prison population, the drug population, the violence population, the early pregnancy population. All of these things directly relate to homes that really are somewhat rudderless, do not have the type of discipline, organization, economic resources that you would typically have when you have two parents together. Now, mind you, I always qualify this as you did. It doesn't minimize the effect of single parent.
No.
Its goal is not to have bad people or ineffective people causing problems for the children together, but as a whole, a group of mature adults working as a team, raising their children, hopefully having some type of moral code, or, you know, religious code. This is the type of thing that we really need as we are in the troubled waters that we're in the country right now.
Yeah, and it's basically saying, does that, and we look at a lot of data points, does that give a child the best chance to succeed overall, on average? And you'd have to say the answer is yes, and trying for that as an optimum doesn't seem to be a bad thing in any way, shape, or form. DrJohnB.com is the website, the podcast. Are there a lot of topics discussed of import and of interest? And we always say very much of interest here when we touch on something with Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. As always, Doc, we say have a wonderful day on this Tuesday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Same to you, Paisano. Bye-bye.